All right, we're here with Tennessee linebacker Arion Carter. What's up, man? Are you enjoying your SEC Media Days experience?
Yeah, for sure. It's a blessing. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be here and, you know, have this opportunity to just be able to show our brand and our culture.
And what's it going to take, you think, for Tennessee? I mean, got to the playoff thanks in large part to the defense. How can the defense take that next step, you think, to maybe even go further in the playoff this year?
Yeah, just really like worrying about the minute details of everything, just being able to know the ins and outs of the structure of the defense, what we're trying to accomplish on certain structures of defense, and, you know, just entrusting Coach Banks is going to put us in the right position to go win this year. And then offensively, just being able to play complementary football, you know, as a whole, and then, you know, adding that third piece of special teams on being able to go out there and make game-changing plays when it's needed.
I wanted to ask you, one of the things that was a big topic coming in the last year was the voice in the helmet. Who's wearing the helmet piece this season? Do you know?
Yeah, Jeremiah Tealender.
Yeah, is this something that you have to prepare for too, just
yes,
in
sir.
Case?
Yes, sir. I do. Whenever we're going on like our dime packages or anything, or even when I'm at Mike, because we're interchangeable. We play both. I play Mike and Will. So whenever I go in at Mike and I need the helmet, you know, I put it on. You know, we practice things like that in game like situations. But yeah, I put it on plenty of times.
Now, I know you probably don't listen to idiots like us, and not that we've said this, but we're hearing it from a lot of people that Tennessee's going to take a step back, lost quarterback, lost probably the best running back in the conference. You know, a lot of guys left. Does that motivate you this year to prove a lot of doubters wrong?
Oh, yeah. We don't really listen to much outside noise. We're only worried about what's in the building, what we control it day in and day out. You know, we're taking every step with the right mindset, being intentional with what we do every day, being able to work, and make sure we're prepared for that moment so we can seize the moment when it's ready and prepare for us.
That's a good answer. I like that. No, and with that, you know, I always think, especially the way you guys have been playing defense, I feel like every defense that comes out of Tennessee here lately has got its own identity. You know, what's the identity that this defense is going to have this season?
Yeah, you know, just be fierce, dominant, honestly. You know, it starts up from the front. You know what I'm saying? Our forefront, you know, I trust in those guys to be able to be the tip of the spear, go reset the line of scrimmage, and then I trust in myself and my partner in crime with Jeremiah to go and fill it and be cleanup crew. And I trust my DBs to go out there and play with great intentionality and focus to be able to and play the ball when passes are coming their way.
Now, Tennessee's had a lot of big wins since you've been on campus. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but do you have one that is like your favorite, whether it's even a home game with just insane people storming the field, or maybe even an away game?
I don't necessarily have a favorite. I feel like one of my favorites will probably be when we play Alabama this year. That was just a great game overall. You know, two great teams with great tradition going at it. It's always great playing, great competition like themselves, especially like teams like that in our SEC, in our league. But, yeah, I would probably say that when Will got that interception at the end of the game.
Let me take you back to the Oklahoma matchup, because I know – you got it's a family style defense. Family, it's just a family team. Every time I hear anything about Heupel, it's almost like he's father figure at some point. But how important was that game? What was the emotions like after beating Oklahoma there on the road?
Yeah, emotions was high, especially going into like a hostile environment like that with a great team, great tradition team. You know, with your former coach playing in that stadium, being a former player, just want to go out there and get that win for him and just do it for him. That's why you could just tell throughout the whole way of practice, you know, we have a certain level of intensity, folks, that we carry through, obviously, throughout every week. But, you know, it was something special about that week. I feel like leading up in the game time for us to go out there and execute in the right way to go get that win for Coach Hype and us.
Have you – probably not because you're gearing up for the season, but have you fired up the new video game? I'm just wondering if there's anything on your ratings that you're most upset about, like that EA got wrong.
Nah, I don't really know my ratings, to be honest, but, like, I played the game. I played with myself. I'm not really, like, complaining about myself, honestly. It's just great. It's cool just seeing myself in the game, honestly, and just being out there to go play. You know, I feel like
What about how they did Coach Heupel, though? I mean, that was
– What happened?
Well, I don't know. He just looks like a weird doughboy type. Like, it doesn't look anything like him.
Oh, that's crazy. Now, we got to rechange that. We got to change that up a little bit. I'm sorry. We can't be doing my coach like that.
Oh, no, I love it. Now, one thing I was curious in your opinion, you know, that I always loved going into the weight room. Now, clearly, I don't go into it often anymore, but I love watching – some of those guys just break records. I mean, who's the gym rat on this defense especially?
guy who just throwing up
just,
crazy
just
numbers.
Just damn numbers that you
I
can't
ain't gonna
believe.
Lie. I ain't going to lie. Tyree West been throwing up some crazy numbers lately. Yeah. Guy who would shock you who's throwing up crazy numbers is a freshman this year with Jay Bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was squatting 405, pushing, easy. Yeah. Not yet.
I do that every morning. Oh. You know, getting out of bed.
I'm trying to get like you when I grow up.
What was it like playing behind that the defensive line last year and this year? I know there's doubters, but I think Tennessee's defensive line can be just as good this year.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously it has its ebbs and flows of things, you know, especially losing guys like big leaders like Big O, you know, Omar, Big E, James, you know. And a lot of other guys that were able to come in and play great minutes for us and play at a championship level. But I feel like we got a lot of guys that came in that were able to step in and fill those spots. You know, you got guys like at the Leo position, DN position. You know, you got Josh Josephs playing great football for us. Yeah. Going to be a great asset for us this next season, especially with coaching up young guys like Caleb Herring, a name you should know or you will know in a few months. Big, long, lengthy, being able to go out and use his power, speed to power, and just be able to go rush the quarterback. I like that. Strong side, you know, we got Tyree West, a guy who's been there, played, been there, done that, a lot of experience. And then you got guys like Tyree Weatherby who are going to come in and shock a lot of people with how explosive he is and how powerful he is off the line within destructing blocks and being able to be a run stopper for us. And then, you know, our young guys on the secondary really are good. They're really talented. They want to listen. They want to be coached up. And they want to get better. And I see greatness in them.
Last question I've got for you, and I appreciate you taking your time. But if you're talking to a young man right now that's maybe looking at colleges or maybe a kid that's thinking about hitting the portal or something, why would they come to the University of Tennessee? Why should they come?
You come to the university for championships, to win. We come to set a standard. You come for greatness. You come to achieve excellence. I feel like the standard that we set over these last couple of years, especially with Coach Heupel being our head coach, you know, it's just we chase greatness every day. You take everything with a grain of salt, and you prepare so when the moment comes, you seize it.
Yeah.
And that great opportunity. I feel like you come for the tradition. You come for the fans. You come for the love of the game. And I would tell somebody come here because we got something special in our brotherhood here.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Good luck this season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Can I?